This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we do reverse crank calls here on the show from time to time.
Yeah.
And that's where instead of calling somebody and pulling a prank on them, they call here and we prank them. Have you ever heard of a reverse bank robbery, though? Believe it or not, one of those just happened.
Okay.
And this is pretty brutal. I've got the mugshot pulled up of the assailant, and he looks like a big fat loser.
Oh, boy.
Well, not so much the fat part. First of all, he's got one of those neck beards where you don't actually shave it anywhere. It's just loosely scraggly, starts to grow about halfway up his neck, and then it just starts coming more and more in instead of, like, neatly trimmed.
Your Adam's apple is fuzzy.
It's just, it doesn't look kempt. It's unkempt. Plus, I think the marks on his face may be from the fight, but he just looks kind of, you know.
What happened?
Well, this is ridiculous. A 78-year-old man went to his credit union, and this was somewhere in, I think, the Northeast. And so he withdrew some fairly large amounts of money. He did a couple of withdrawals at his credit union.
Okay.
This 19-year-old man named, where is it here? Michael Newell, Nathan Michael Newell. And he was the teller working at the credit union at the time. So he decided, hey, I now know where there's a frail old man with a lot of cash. I'm going to go to his house, and I am going to steal that money. But he didn't try to sneak in or anything. He knocked on the door and grabbed him by the throat and threw him up against the wall and demanded to know where the money was.
Now, this is neckbeard guy who did this. Okay.
He wore a mask, though. Okay. He was smart. That's a joke. So his victim's stepdaughter, who was 57 years old, was in the house at the time. She ran and grabbed her stepdad's gun out of the table. She said he seemed unfazed by that, so since he was holding her stepdad by his throat against the wall and the dad was having trouble breathing,
shoot him in the head.
She pulled the trigger three times.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, they don't keep that gun loaded.
Oh.
So it did not cause any problem at all, and that made him mad. So she ran upstairs to call the police. The old man managed to get away and get outside, and the police showed up, but he had left. So they were not able to catch him right then. But the old man, who was going to be taken to the hospital for heart issues after this, and a broken leg, and a fractured orbital around his eye, was a violent attack. The old man says, you know, that guy looked kind of like the teller at my bank. Well, there was only one male teller working at this bank, and so they showed him a lineup. He identified the guy. The guy was arrested when he came into work at the bank on the following Wednesday. So he has now been charged, and he admitted to it, and he explained why he decided to rob an elderly man of all that money.
Why?
He was tired of working two jobs. He worked for the credit union and Wegmans, which is a grocery store, and he was tired of the long hours, and he wanted to get his own place.
I've been there.
Oh, there you go.
I've been there.
Did you rob a 78-year-old man?
No, I didn't know any. But it thinks, but you'd think he'd have walked up and said, hey, there was a problem with your money. Can I get that money to take back to the bank? And I'll bring you your money back.
That would have been nicer than what he did.
Yeah.
Well, but he would recognize him then.
Well, he recognized him anyway. So.
Well, that was when they yanked the mask off in the fight, though. Otherwise, it would have been better if he went to the house with the mask on and said, hey, there's a problem with your money.
That would not work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting, though. The bank tellers have a lot of information on you.
Yes, they
do. Especially if you are like dating a bank teller, or you know you were flirting with a bank teller, they could go and see. You know,
they're not supposed to do that,
but they could see a lot there.
They can see like I'm not wasting my time with him. He's only got $7 in his account.
The guy goes in and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing Saturday night?" And she's like, "Hold on, let me just pull this up real quick.
Let me see.
Oh, $13.97.
Not going anywhere with you on Saturday.
I'm busy Saturday night.
That's a couple of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, the credit union says this is the first time any situation like this has happened. They've been open for 66 years, but they went through the hiring process and saw nothing that would have indicated this man's behavior. He's had no run-ins with the law before, and they're as shocked as anyone else.
Wow. Oh.
But I'm not shocked. I could have looked at him and told him. You can just look at some people and tell they ain't right, and he ain't right.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was a teller.
Yeah?
Just based on the way he looks.
Oh, yeah. You know, he looks like someone who would sit and play video games for about 23 hours a day.
Yeah.
Not like a teller slash robber. But now they've got reverse bank robberies. Mm. Who knew? They'll come up with everything reverse soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.